Okay, Ash, I have a fact.
Fact?
That I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, crazy. And it's a PSA everyone needs to know.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Did you know silly string is banned in Hollywood on Halloween?
No.
Yes. Apparently, in Hollywood, using silly string on specifically Halloween can get you a $1,000 fine.
What?
According to ABC News. So,
well, that sounds factual.
Right? That's nuts. Why? Imagine just going with your friends and being like, haha, silly string, and then freaking getting fined $1,000.
And like, I feel like that's just something that we would do on Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
You with silly like string costumes people?
And, yeah. And, you know, pretend like it's coming out of your mouth if you're a monster. I don't know. I'm just painting a picture here.
Okay. Well, just avoid Hollywood, Ash.
Okay.
Or, you know, get ready to fork up. Fork.
I end up on the west side with, with my silly string.
You're in freaking Riverside. Like, ah!
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. It is the October series. Yay.
Woo-hoo,
this is our third.
There is only four this month. Weren't there five last?
Yeah, something like that. We are contemplating doing a Halloween episode.
A bonus.
We did that last time and it was a good time. So we just don't want the spooky train
Never.
To end. So definitely thinking about doing that. If you want us to do an October extra episode, like, wow, I said that wrong. A Halloween extra episode, then let us know. Because I'm down.
I'm down.
Pretty
Let's
sure Taryn's down.
Let's do it.
So, you know.
I love when, like, I get messages where people are like, is there any way you guys could do two episodes in a week?
I'm like, oh,
I'm like, wow.
You dig this, don't you?
You want to be around me more than Ashley does. So honored.
They wishes. They wishes. This happens every time.
I know.
This happens every time.
It's fine.
I had a Celsius today on top of a coffee, and I'm embarrassed to say I had pre-workout before that.
Wow. The trifecta.
Well, I realized what's been happening is normally, so my entire life I've done workouts late at night because I feel like I have more energy and I'm more amped. I've been working out first thing in the morning and I can't work out without some kind of caffeinated beverage.
Yeah, no, I'm the
same. That requires like a Celsius or pre-workout. But then coffee is a religion to me first thing in the morning. So I come home from said workout and I can't not have a cup of hot coffee. So I make myself a coffee.
Yeah.
But then inevitably every day, 2-3 o'clock comes around and I hit a wall.
The hump.
And I need a third caffeinated beverage.
Yeah.
Is three too much? Absolutely. Can I stop? No.
No.
What do I do?
I feel like we've had this conversation multiple times.
Yeah, 100%. There's no getting out of it. So
no, like you've said this multiple times.
Yeah, but I'm telling the listeners.
I know, but I think you've told them multiple times.
No.
I'm not joking. I feel like I've heard you talk about I had a coffee and an energy drink. Because guys, I can't work out without. I'm dead. We love it, Ash.
You know what? I would say Mark cut it out, but
no.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I think it's funny because I what?
Did you hear me?
No.
I went to say something and it was like
I'm so sad I missed that.
I went to say something, but I didn't say it like loud enough or confidently. So you started talking, and I cut it off, and all that came out was.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Oh, shoot.
Good times. Wow, we've been on one.
I know.
On one. Okay. So I'm so excited because we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? It's like when I was younger, I feel like I always had something to do on Halloween. Like we always had like a festival at school.
Yeah.
Or my friends, we always threw like these big parties. Mm-hmm. And then the older you get, like people aren't as into it. And it really is a bummer.
Yeah. the last like 3 years, a friend of mine started throwing Halloween parties, and I'm so grateful to him. Like I don't know what I would do if I didn't have something to go do. Actually, I went and saw the last time I had a really great Halloween was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Me and a friend went to go see My Favorite Murder live in LA.
Yes.
On Halloween night.
I was
night.
So jealous.
We got dressed up and it was a riot. It was so much fun. And me and her put together one of the best costumes I think I've ever been a part of. She was a lamb in a lamb costume and I was Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
And she had a sign across her chest that said silence.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And we didn't tell anyone what we were,
play
but
on words.
People would just kind of look at us kind of confused and then be like, oh, that's so good. And it was so fun because we went to the live recording of My Favorite Murder where everyone was in like crazy murder costumes. Yeah. So yeah. We did a fantastic
it's
job.
So
it was
good.
So much fun.
Those are my favorite costumes. Remember when I was Burger King?
Yes.
There's two girls. There's two types of girls. And there's the ones that are
this
like
is a mean
my,
girl story.
My excuse to wear like lingerie and make anything that's not sexy, sexy.
Playboy bunny.
Like I'm a doctor, but where's my clothes? Right? But
yeah.
Like me,
sexy nurse.
I literally had this giant burger with a crown and a cape and a scepter. And that was like my like I don't know how else to be.
That was one night we like weren't planning on going out for Halloween, but we ended up going out. And luckily, me and my sister, because we're always up to something on YouTube, had like 12 extra costumes in our apartment.
Amazing.
And we had like four of us, right? There was a group of four of us. And so we all just like put together some costumes and went for it. It was such a good time.
So good. Okay, well, did you have a Tearing It Up or are we just going straight into stories?
I have one. It's not Halloween themed, but I have one.
It cannot be read.
Okay, then I won't read it.
It cannot be read.
I won't read it.
Wow.
Just shut that down. Honey, your story will be read in November.
Return in November.
It's a great Tearing It Up.
Everyone who's written, don't even give away which Tearing It Up it is.
No,
the suspense of everyone who's written in a Tearing It Up is
they're
like,
they're going to be like,
was I chosen? I'm trying to remember if anything embarrassing happened to me for like a Halloween story, but I can't think of anything. We'll see if something. Yeah. Comes up. I'm sure something weird has happened, but what if? Okay, so, I remember what I was going to say.
Thank God.
Did I forget something earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm having like deja vu. I think it's really funny. I don't know how most podcasts work, but like a lot of times, like you'll hear that there's like lots of edits or things that happen. And me and Ash, like we don't, like our... We prep nothing. We're pretty just like what happens in the episode is like what you guys hear.
It's the beauty
but
of the episode.
Only thing is if we like fumble something, then we'll like reset.
Specifically when we're like reading our stories.
Oh my gosh. You guys don't even know how many like of the freaking meaty like punchline of a story, I'll be like totally mispronounce a word.
Yeah.
And then we're always like, Mark. Like
at the
over.
End of last week's episode, she said, you said something, one of the last lines was something about Hocus Pocus, and it perfectly summed up like the ending of this beautiful story.
Yeah, I was like, Hocus Pocus.
And she messed it up and she was like, no, I have to re-say it. So a lot of times when we read your stories, we have to like edit that a lot just because we want the stories to flow seamlessly.
Yeah. But nothing else, like everything is pretty much kept in. But unless, what if Mark's just cutting all this stuff out?
You know what?
Can he hear me?
I don't really listen to our episodes anymore.
I don't either.
Maybe we should.
maybe
our episodes have nothing.
I'm like, we already
to
lived
do with
it.
What we thought it had.
You know what's funny though? Whenever I do listen to one of our episodes, I love it. I'm always like, am I conceited? Because I sit there and I'm like, Taryn, you're hilarious.
The only ones I always listen to are the October series ones. All the other ones I'll listen to be critical of myself, honestly, but not to like enjoy.
I freaking gas myself up.
I love the Halloween episodes.
I make myself laugh so hard.
I could just see Taryn in her car by herself like, good one, Taryn.
Yeah.
Listening to a dad joke being like, ha, that was a good one.
Okay. We are going to get into our story, so everyone take a breath, get ready. Here we go.
And also,
Ashley, Nicole.
No, I have to say this. We put so much hard work into our promo videos that go on Insta. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. Check out the stories. Check out the promotional videos that we've made.
Yes.
Because we work really hard on them. And yeah, that was all. Also, if you have a story,
oh my
send it
God.
In. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I swear. That was it. That was the last one.
You're out of control. Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. So, this story is titled The Boy in Chains.
Oh, absolutely I know. Not chains. No.
This one, yeah.
No.
Hi, Taryn and Ashley. Happy October. I'm almost 23 years old, and my name.
What is happening?
That was the longest wheeze I think I've ever done. Okay. Okay. My name is, it's A-Y-S-E, but pronounced Aisha. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I have always wanted to send in an email, but unfortunately, and then in parentheses, actually fortunately, I don't have many things I need advice on. That is a very fortunate thing.
What a great life you live.
Would love that.
Yeah.
Would
Can't
love.
Relate, but that's fine.
Cannot relate. But, you know, my therapist thanks me for my money, so.
Yeah, okay. Same. God bless Sarah.
God bless Teresa. I'm dead right now. Okay. So this is the perfect time. I know y'all get this a lot, but I am obsessed with your podcast. It is easily my favorite thing to listen to in the car and on walks. And I've probably listened to every episode at least 3 times because I just can't get enough.
Oh, we love you too.
Honestly, honored. That's it. That says a lot.
Beautiful.
We don't even listen to your episodes once. So the fact that you listen 3 times, like, girl. Okay. This isn't one specific story, but rather a string of tiny events that are all related. Most of these things.
I quit.
I don't know what's wrong. I'm struggling today. Okay. It all started over 40 years ago when my grandparents.
40.
Yes.
Wow. That's a long time.
Don't interrupt me. When my grandparents moved into the house that my grandpa still lives in today. My grandma sadly passed away in 2018. To preface, my grandparents' house was haunted by multiple children.
No.
I don't like it.
Not the children.
Again, the kids.
The kids and the old people.
This is a perfect example. Yeah. If anyone's seen Venom, which by the way, I'm so freaking excited for Venom 2.
Venom.
Okay. You know those movies where you're like, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this movie? That's Venom. Like, I've watched it so many times. But so the Venom, right? Like, the thing that, like, inhabits the bodies of people. It goes from, like, it's in this guy and then it's in this girl. It gets inside of this, like, older woman and pure terror.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah.
But it was the same in every single body it got in and still creepy. But when it's in the old lady and she starts like moving her head around, it gives me chills every time I watch it.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Old people. But this is about kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. My mom is the oldest of 3 siblings. She has 2 younger sisters and a younger brother. Her brother, who is the writer's uncle, seemed to have the most encounters.
Poor thing.
Okay, here we go. His old bedroom directly looks into the kitchen. And he said that one time he opened his door and a little boy in chains looked over at him and crawled under the table.
No.
Just so casually says that in the sentence.
What?
Just one time I walked into a kitchen.
No.
I hate it. Yeah. He was frightened, but the little boy seemed to pose no threat, so he went on with his day. Shortly after, he was sitting at the table. Why would you sit? I would never sit at the table. I would never be in that house.
I'd be gone. I would have moved out already.
Absolutely. Shortly after, he was sitting at the table, and the same boy popped his head up from under the table and just stared at him.
Oh.
I can't be here. I don't like it. Help me. Okay. Now moving on to my grandma's sister, which is her great aunt, told me that sometimes she would sleep over at their house and that the covers would just go flying off of her while she was trying to sleep. She would hear laughing and she would grab the covers and put them back, but it would happen again. She said that she would yell, "Kids, not now. It's time to go to sleep." And then they would just leave her alone.
Absolutely not.
That's a level.
She said flying. They were being ripped off.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. But that is a level of strength that I will never have, that you just command ghosts to, like, stop doing stuff.
In the name of Jesus.
Kids, knock it off. Go to bed. No, I would be like, Taryn, knock yourself out. Don't wake up. You're fine. This is not real.
I can't imagine.
So now moving on. My cousin Emily, my uncle's daughter, used to see the same little boy that her dad saw. She doesn't remember it, but when my grandma was alive, she told me that Emily would always talk to herself as if someone else were there. My grandma assumed it was the little boy, but she couldn't see him. So one time she asked who she was playing with. Emily's response was, "My friend, and he doesn't like you."
Oh.
My grandma said when Emily told her he didn't like her, she whipped her head around and said it in a very low, mean voice, which was very out of character for her.
That's a straight horror movie. Did her head go in a 360? Because that's what I'm envisioning. Oh, my God.
Probably. I hate this. I love that it's in little snippets, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, it's able
more digestible.
To take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Emily has two younger sisters, and the younger one is named Ashley.
Of course.
Not Taryn. You're going to have nightmares. Have fun. My grandma said that when Ashley would be at her house and she would randomly walk into the laundry room before she even knew how to talk and would just start speaking gibberish to what looked like no one. Apparently, she did this pretty frequently. A few years ago, I was carrying Ashley in my arms and I walked into my grandparents' bedroom. But the second we walked in, Ashley screamed, "Monster," and pointed to the corner of the room. I don't know what she saw, but it made me walk out of there and not go back for a long time.
Oh.
Brief. Chapter 5.
Dark shadowy monster in the corner.
That only Ashley can see.
Oh my God.
Not
me sleeping in your room tonight.
Ooh, okay. Next chapter.
Page turn.
When we were younger, my then aunt, who is her uncle's ex-wife, brought Emily, Ashley, and their older sister to our house to visit for the weekend. We live in Dallas, and the rest of them live in San Antonio. So it's about a 5-hour drive. My sister and my cousins and I slept in the living room so we could watch TV and whatnot. All night long, I heard what sounded like my dad's footsteps walking back and forth in the hallway. They sounded long and exaggerated, just like my dad when he's tired, only my dad was out of town. This horrible feeling overcame me, so I ran through the long hallway to my mom's room to see if she was awake, but she was asleep. I didn't want to wake her up, so I ran back to the living room, and finally, after hours, I fell asleep. The next day we were in the living room again and Emily very calmly told me that there was a man wearing black standing in front of the wall right by the hallway staring at her. Oh. I didn't mention the footsteps I had heard all night, yet she saw something in the exact location that I heard them. That was a super scary weekend, and once they left, I never had any problems in my own house again. My mom says that when she was younger, she would have the scariest, most crippling nightmares in my grandparents' house. Once she moved out and went to college, the nightmares completely stopped.
Oh.
All of these little encounters that I've experienced and that my family has told me about have stuck with me for years. My conclusion is that there might be some sort of paranormal creature attached to my uncle and his daughters, because he and his daughters are the only ones who ever saw anything.
They're the only
The rest of us only heard things and felt things, with the exception of the covers flying off my aunt. Still, she never saw the little boy or the children. She said she heard more than one laugh, though, so there must have been others who didn't show themselves. To this day, all of the people in my family are wary of my grandpa's room. There's just a creepy feeling in there. And if I ever need to go in for some reason, I move as quickly as I can and get out. So I know this is this isn't a very cohesive story, but I hope y'all got as spooked as I did. I keep looking over my shoulder to make sure nothing is there. I am so excited for the October series, and I can't wait to see what else is in store. Thanks for what you guys are doing. You're amazing and inspiring to so many people. All my love, Aisha. Deep breaths.
Your family's haunted.
That's 100%.
That's what's creepy, even creepier to me than like a house being haunted, is like
they felt like you don't have any safety.
You can't leave. You can't get away from it. It's you. Like, I can't.
The worst one for me was when the girl whipped her head around and said,
yeah,
he doesn't look. That's what I imagined it.
Because it for sure was a demonic voice that came out of her. Oh, shoot. I can't.
Ooh, breathe. Shoot, we still have your story?
We still have my story. Done. We're not even.
I thought we were done.
Man, we're not even done with this.
I really wish I could give you a better topic, but this is also a ghost.
Ah, poo.
Haunting. It's very similar. I'm just going to say it.
Really? Oh, no.
So if you thought we were out of the woods, we're not. This one is titled, I Thought My House Was Haunted, But I Guess It's Just Me.
Oh, come on.
We didn't plan this, guys. We did not plan this.
Are we haunted?
Mother! Flips the table, runs out of the studio. I'm unwell. Turn and I move.
Next week, you just see an announcement. Unsolicited advice is called a quit. Seeking mental help.
I love my job. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies, and happy spooky season. You can say my name. It's Jonathan. What's up?
What's up?
Small male percent of our podcast.
Oh, I thought that's how his story started. Him saying,
oh, no.
What's up?
That was me responding to Jonathan. Okay. I love the pod and especially the series. I think you guys have great radio voices and you're hilarious. Mondays are always better with a little unsolicited advice. I added the... It felt right.
Yeah.
I'll start by saying that this all sounds kind of crazy, but I've had up to 4 other people see the same thing that I saw when it happened in real time. Also, I've had my brain scanned and they say I'm normal.
Dude.
If you watch the YouTube, I did a finger gun. It just also felt
was
right.
Did that feel really funny?
It felt right. Yeah.
You wanted everyone to know.
Finger gun. Hilarious, Taryn. Give this to me. Here it goes. A few years ago, I was renting out my grandparents' back house and was big on meditation. I had heard of lucid dreaming and thought it would be fun to try. So I bought a guided meditation / hypnosis audio that was supposed to help you get there. I figured
what is that? Is that like you're dreaming?
Lucid dreaming is like a very, very intense dream that you can like spark by doing like deep, deep meditations.
I don't know, but I feel like I would never do that alone. I would like want people there just in case like something scary happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just me. But.
Well, yeah. Jonathan continues. He said.
He's brave.
Yeah. He said, I figured let's do this at midnight so hopefully I'll fall asleep and fly in my dream or something cool like that. In my head, I'm like, why midnight?
Why midnight?
Nothing good
happens after midnight.
We're not on the same page today. On the same page today.
Finish each other's sandwiches.
Okay. However, I will say, Jonathan, I understand what you're saying. Like, he's hoping he, like, falls into a
deep
sleep.
He's like, oh, if this doesn't work, I'll just, like, knock out, too.
Either way, he'll sleep. Okay. Fast forward 45 minutes, and I am fully aware of my surroundings, but completely relaxed, so much so that I can't feel my limbs. I've done that before, where you're, like, meditating, and you don't feel, like, the weight of your body.
One time I took muscle relaxers, and I felt like that.
Well, that'll do that, too.
I was like, Mom, I think I'm paralyzed.
Okay.
Anyways. I don't live with my mother.
Jonathan. Taryn just wants to interrupt your entire story.
Ash, let me tell them so they don't think I live at home. So, not that there's anything. Okay, I'm just digging. Just keep going. Never mind.
So Taryn does not live with her mother.
Move on.
We just want to clarify that.
Move on. Okay. But if you do, I support you.
But if that's where you're at in life, know that this is a safe place, and we love you too.
Until I was like 28.
You're equally loved.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I think things are going well, but then I feel a feeling of terror wash over me, and I immediately want to stop this and open my eyes. It feels like someone is in the corner of my room, just beyond reach of the dim moonlight, waiting in the darkness for the perfect moment.
Nope.
Panicked and afraid, I manage to snap out of it. I leap across the room for the light switch, and thank God there's no one there. But this was only the beginning. A couple of days later, I had fallen asleep with the light on and the TV on. You know why.
You know why. Yes, I do. Me tonight.
When I woke up the next morning, I checked my phone, as you do. When I unlocked my phone, the internet browser was open, and there was something typed in the search bar.
Are you kidding me right now?
What no. I read gives me chills to this day. In the search bar, it read,
I don't want it. I quote, don't want to know.
Can are you hungry? Question mark.
Yes.
Don't be stupid.
Of course I am.
Every time.
Of course.
Every time. It's serious.
Ask me if I'm hungry. Ask me if I'm hungry.
Are you hungry?
Of course I am. I am. Damn it. Let's get lit.
Can we leave all of that in?
Please.
Please.
Oh my God. I'm
and
dying.
Now, guys, we're going to cut back to the story. In the search bar, it read, quote, are you hungry? Don't be stupid. Of course ghosts are real. Exclamation point.
Oh my God, my ears just started ringing so loud right now. Is something happening? I'm not joking.
I cannot get through this.
Why did my ears start ringing when you said that? Oh my God, I need to go home. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to continue. Okay, we're not stopping. We're just going to continue. The search bar read, are you hungry? Don't be stupid. Of course ghosts are real. Exclamation point. Don't be stupid. Of course ghosts are real. Period. That same sentence probably repeated 10 times in my search bar. Fast forward a bit further. I've moved in with my mom, who had just had a major shoulder surgery and would need help with her dogs for years to come. I was happy to be away from my grandparents' house because it now scared the hell out of me, and I wanted my mom to be safe.
Do you hear that? Why is there a massive thunderstorm happening while we're reading this? Guys, I'm not well. I'm like legit not. I'm not. My ears, I got chills. I thought there was an earthquake and then I heard thunder. Is this when
the burp demon starts? Apparently. Apparently there's a thunderstorm happening in LA for the first time. Like,
okay, just keep going. I want to leave. Go, Ash.
I was happy to be away from my grandparents' house because it now scared the hell out of me, and I wanted my mom to be safe. The first night we moved in, I was unable to stay at the new place because I was dog sitting, so I had my epic girlfriend stay with my mom. We had only been dating a couple of months at the time. I know what a gem she is. Don't worry. I put a ring on it. Yeah, you did, Jonathan.
Get it. So I'm just taking notes. Be there for haunted person. They will marry you.
Stop interrupting me. That first night, my girlfriend was there alone. The door to my bedroom opened and closed. At this time, my girlfriend thought my mother was checking on her. But, spoiler, it wasn't my mom. My mom sleeps like the dead and wasn't getting up for anybody. We figured no big deal and went on with our lives. Over the next year-ish, things got really weird. My cat hated this place and would routinely stare and growl at my closet. In the middle of the night, my girlfriend and I would wake up because my bedroom door would swing open and hit the sliding glass closet. Because of this, we started locking the door and saying a prayer every night before bed. But then my closet door would slide open in the middle of the night.
I hate it here.
We made a point of closing the closet and even taking a picture of it being closed so that we knew we weren't going crazy. And we got a nightlight. Always have a nightlight. That's just my two cents.
What'll that do?
You need to know.
What'll that
do? You just gotta see.
There are doors slamming
open.
You
gotta see it. We started getting pretty freaked out as this has now been going on for months, and my mom, girlfriend, and I have all seen a shadowy man in the house. We asked people to pray for us. We tried burning sage, and it only seemed to piss off whatever was in our home.
Yeah.
Every time we burned sage, things would calm down for a couple of weeks, but then it would get a lot worse. One night at 2 a.m., we heard a loud bang in the closet, so I investigated. I found my backpack on the floor, no big deal, except the top handle of my bag was looped over a hanger that was still hanging on the rod, hadn't been broken, and was swinging back and forth.
Wait, I'm so confused. Wait. What?
He had taken his backpack and looped it over a hanger. You know, where it like goes through the hanger. So the only way the backpack could have fallen off is if the hanger also fell off, but the hanger was still on the rod.
I'm so sorry I asked.
We saged again only to have our nightlight fly off the nightstand and have the guts ripped out of it so we couldn't plug it back in.
The guts?
The guts of a nightlight.
Why would you say it like that?
Because he's a great writer.
Oh, God.
We saged again and we would hear heavy boots pacing in the hall outside of our locked door, but whenever I went to look, no one was there.
I hate this.
Eventually, I stopped checking and we just kept praying. The last Christmas we spent at this place, we were hanging up lights and my cat started circling the dog bed. I moved it to see if it was like a bug or a rat or something like that, but he kept circling the same spot. He then stood on the back of his legs and swiped at the air right where the bed was. He swiped at the same spot twice, and right before the third swipe, he leapt straight into the air and ran away as if something hit him back.
I hate this.
Thank God we finally were able to move and we have a butt ton of crystals everywhere now. We all still see shadows and hear things we can't explain, but they all seem like they might just be passing through instead of trying to make us lose our minds. Sorry, this was a long one, but hopefully a page turner, LOL. I have more stories, but these are the ones that multiple people can confirm. And I also had my animals react to it, too. Hope I get to hear y'all read this on the pod. But if not, I hope you enjoy my spooky story, Jonathan.
I hate it.
That's it, guys. I think we have to call it quits on the October
series. I'm not joking.
Series.
I physically had a reaction to that story.
Ears started
well.
Ringing. Evidently, there's a thunderstorm going on out in L.A. Well.
In L.A. It was sunny.
It was sunny when we walked
in. It was sunny.
It's now storming.
I'm never recording at 3 o'clock again. It's the witching hour.
3 p.m.
Wow.
is the new. It's normally 3 a.m.
Wow.
It's 3 p.m.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. Jonathan. Oh, my God. The thunder.
I can't be here.
We got to go.
I call my parents. Hey, Mom and Dad, can I come stay with you tonight?
Oh, my God. That is wild.
Woo. Deep
you
breath.
Best believe we're having a slumber party tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Disney themed.
As in our 30s, yeah. Cuddling, watching Disney
do what
movies.
We gotta do. Every light in the house will be on. 100%.
Okay. I'm going to just read a dad joke because
we got to bounce back.
We need a shift.
We need some kind of positivity right now.
Okay. What did the trick-or-treater get when he told a hilarious joke? I wonder if sometimes when I say it and you're pausing to guess, if people are like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Is my podcast
did it break? I have nothing.
A snicker.
You said it so quickly.
That's a good one.
Shoot. That was honestly a really good one.
Top 10 for me. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Guys, I don't know how much longer we can continue the October series. We got
two more
because we committed said to the Halloween. We would do the Halloween episode. Right. So we're not.
Next week, there's a guest instead of me.
Tara just doesn't show up to record. Guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting this podcast. Yes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and watch all of our fun videos that we've been putting out because we're having way too much fun with them. Yes. Also, we've been having a great time just chatting with you guys online in general. So be sure to follow us on Instagram because that's where we do most of our chatting with you guys. And yeah, if you got our merch, tag us. We want to see it. We want to talk to you.
And I'm so sorry if we're scaring you all.
Yeah. The ear ringing thing.
No, not that. I'm just saying in general, our stories, these poor people.
No, they're here for it.
All right.
So, have fun.
Thanks
suck it up.
Thanks for listening.
We love you.
You did this to yourself.
Bye.